Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. People spend a lot of time, money, and effort trying to learn more about themselves, trying to figure themselves out. Why do they do the things that they do? Why do they struggle with the things that they struggle with? And so we turn to intelligence tests, personality inventories, self-help books, palm readings, horoscopes, so many different things. Companies and churches do similar things, but we look for our core values. We try to clarify and articulate those core values, our mission, our vision. And in the end, what are we all looking for, whether a church or a person? Ultimately, I think we're looking for who we are and who we are not. The who we are not is a very important piece of this. Now, of course, as we do any kind of internal evaluation, we would like for the results to be as kind to us as they can be, and put us in as positive light as possible. Sometimes when we're looking at ourselves, doing that kind of introspection, whether we're looking at ourselves, our families, our congregations, when we do this very realistically, it can be a bit tough. Because there are things that we know about ourselves, things that we know are true, we wish that they weren't, but we don't always want to see or acknowledge them. Now, this happened to me this past week. I was at Mark Towne's retirement ceremony at Fort Myer. What an amazing experience. Just to watch all the pageantry and the beauty of that moment and be part of that transition for him and his family. Now, as I watched, there were a number of young soldiers marching, and some of them were doing this incredible high step kind of marching. And I thought to myself, you know, I could do that. I'm young and I'm strong and all of these things. But then the realistic evaluation hit me. And I thought about how out of breath I was just walking from the parking lot into the venue and up the stairs to my seat. We all have aspirational goals. We have goals of, in this case, being in shape. But the reality is that I am not. I'm not as young and in shape and active as I once was. But what is the benefit of me not seeing who and what I am as well as what I'm not? Sure, it makes me feel bad about myself. And yes, I do want to do something about it. But don't I also have to acknowledge the reality? Without judgment. It is what it is. You see, there are other questions that you may have heard pastors or motivational speakers ask as they get us to do this kind of introspection, looking not only at ourselves aspirationally, but looking at ourselves realistically. Some pastors and motivational speakers will say things like, "Show me your checkbook, and I will tell you what's truly important to you." Others will say, "Show me your calendar, and I'll tell you what's truly important to you." But as we look at matters of faith, as we look at ourselves as followers of Jesus Christ, it becomes a bit more tricky. I can say, "Show me your actions, and I'll tell you who you are and what you're about." But this is a tough situation, isn't it? Because it still gets evaluative. It asks us to look at our current state, to reflect on our current self, not the self that I was, that you were 10 months or 10 years ago, not my aspirational self, but myself right now. Who am I? Who am I not? Now, it can be very vulnerable. You know, it makes us feel perhaps maybe even weak as we imagine ourselves standing before God and telling God, this is who I am and this is who I am not. Sometimes we can feel even like a failure, like we're not good enough. We don't measure up. But Lutheran theology has some other words to guide us. Lutheran theology has these two beautiful words that I love, law and gospel. The idea is that we need to see and acknowledge the reality of ourselves. We need to see and acknowledge that we are, in fact, sinful people. And while it can be humbling and even upsetting, what we see drives us to see God. What we see gives us motivation to seek out God. And so that's where the gospel comes in, that Jesus doesn't restrict or distribute his love based on our actions, what we do, what we don't do, who we are or who we are not. He loves us the same. God has gifted us. So no matter what your strengths, your weaknesses are, no matter who you are, no matter who you are not, God has gifted you. God calls you. But when we're clear about what we are and what we are not, that's when God is more able, I believe, to use us. And when God can help to mold us as we continue to grow as followers of Jesus. Sometimes we can become so rigid that we're not malleable. We can become so overly programmed, so busy that we cannot hear the voice of God. Or that we don't do that evaluation to see who we are and who we're not. And then we can compare ourselves to other people. Say, well, I'm not as good a Christian as this person. I'm not as faithful or as patient, or, you know, you can name any number of things. So we turn to the gospel this morning. And as we did last week, we hear John the Baptist, and this time from John's gospel. Last week, as we started Mark chapter 1, we noted that in Mark's gospel, there is no birth narrative. There is no story of Jesus' birth. Instead, it starts with John the Baptist, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Likewise, in John's gospel, it starts out, no story about the birth of Jesus. It begins instead by saying first who Jesus is and what Jesus is. That Jesus is the Word that always has been and always will be. That Jesus is the light that scatters all the darkness. That Jesus is life. And our reading today begins with who John the Baptist is not. He was being forced to declare who he was by the religious leaders. And so John the Baptist clearly said, I am not the Messiah. I am not Elijah, and I am not the prophet. He was not the light that had come into the world. He was clear about that. But he was the voice. He was the preparer of the way. He was the testifier, and he was the forerunner. And this was John the Baptist's call. And John the Baptist had things that he was and things that he was not. With all of that, God called John to be in that place at that time to do those things. This is what God needed John the Baptist to do so that Jesus could be revealed for who he truly is and who Jesus is not. So as you and I grow in faith, this can be part of our discernment. We see ourselves truthfully and humbly for who we are and who and what we are not. And we turn to God and we open our hearts and our souls and we offer ourselves to Him as broken vessels, waiting to be filled with His light, with His love. And we begin to see who we are under Christ with the plea, "Here I am, Lord, send me." More than likely, your call is not to be another John the Baptist, but we all are called to be active in our faith. We all are called not to be sedentary or to be passive, to be in our own way the voice, the preparer, the testifier, the ambassador for Jesus into our world and into all of the communities of which you and I are a part. And we do this through our words and through our actions, through the things that we do. Now, I've never met, read about, studied, or any person who was fully satisfied with their faith. We're always discerning, always growing, always becoming, because who we are and who we are not is different today than we will be 1 year from now. We will grow in faith, in knowledge, in love over that time. But in the meantime, we open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit and let our actions be formed by the Spirit. St. Paul gives us some advice this morning and guidance. He writes, "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench or snuff or diminish the work of the Spirit. Do not despise the words of the prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil." Who we are is what we do. Who we are not is what we do not do. So, sisters and brothers in Christ, let us today on this Gaudete Sunday, this Sunday of rejoicing, let us rejoice that no matter who we are and who we are not, we are deeply loved and adored by our Savior. Like John the Baptist, we are not the Messiah, we are not Elijah, we are not the light, and we are not the Word. But you and I have voices. We have hands, we have feet, we have hearts. So that we can see the needs of those around us, so that we can step out in faith and prepare the way of the Lord to make His paths straight. In the name of Jesus, amen.